Hello, everyone, and welcome to Time Pod. I am Catherine.
Ciao, I'm Marco. Welcome to a newbie lesson.
We're talking today about eating food. So it's a pastime in Italy, as in many places, but it's taken particularly seriously among the Italian population.
And we have to be serious about the dangers of food and eating soups that are very hot.
There's actually a very wonderful Seinfeld episode about this. It wasn't soup. It was about coffee, and Kramer drops the coffee on his lap and...
I don't remember. Yeah. But in this case, we are talking about soup, and we are talking about burning hot soup.
Ouch. So let's listen to this dialogue three times. When we come back, we'll not only be translating it, but also talking about what's going on.
Do you want a keyword first?
Hey, let's do a keyword.
Okay, I'll give you a keyword like tac. Brucia.
It burns.
Brucia.
It burns.
Let's listen to the dialogue.
Let's.
Dialogue. First time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia.
Dialogue, second time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia!
Dialogue, third time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia!
And we are back. So, we're talking today about...
I love your voice when we're back and you go like, and we are back.
I won't do it again. Okay, and we're back. Happy boys. Now, we've got a lot to talk about, but before we get into some of these phrases, I think it'd be helpful for us to look at the words line by line and translate them.
It's not like you just invented this.
I did.
We do it all the time. Stop
but
it.
This show is modular. How do you know this isn't the first show?
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Do you want to try my soup?
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Do you want to try my soup?
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa? Volentieri.
Willingly.
Volentieri.
I'd love to.
Volentieri. Cosa? È cattiva?
What? Is it bad?
There was a scream here. Okay. Cosa? È cattiva?
What? Is it bad?
Cosa? È cattiva? No, brucia.
No, it burns.
No, brucia.
No, it burns.
No, brucia.
Ah, I hate that, and your tongue gets swollen, and it hurts, and
then
you can't
for one
taste
day,
anything.
Exactly, you cannot taste anything. Also, with the hot chocolate, it happens
also,
the same.
Yeah, I hate this. Well, let's go back to the beginning.
Problems
and talk about
of the
this.
First world.
I know. Let's talk about this first phrase. We have, vuoi assaggiare?
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Let's look at this first phrase. Vuoi assaggiare?
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
So I've got two verbs here. The first verb is do you want?
Vuoi.
The second is to try.
Assaggiare.
So this is actually very much like the English construction when we put two verbs together. Do you want to go? Do you want to see? Do you want to try?
Yes. Watch out that assaggiare is to try the food, not...
So
To
taste.
To taste.
Do you want to taste? Do you want to try it? You couldn't say this about, do you want to try my bike for a ride? No.
No, unless you're going to lick the wheels first. No, I'm joking.
Well, I like the second part of this phrase because this is actually something that's very interesting in Italian. When we have a possessive, we say that's my soup.
La mia zuppa.
La mia zuppa. So notice zuppa con e at the end, so mia. La mia zuppa.
La mia zuppa.
We say, the my soup. And actually, Italians will make this mistake in English. It's yes. My bag.
The my bag. La mia zuppa.
And then we have the response, I'd love to, or willingly.
Volentieri.
So, Marco, you want to go run to the store downstairs and grab me some milk?
Volentieri.
He says it, but he doesn't mean it.
Anyway, no, this is a great adverb. Volentieri. This word is so unique.
It's unique and it's used pretty often in Italian,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great response when someone asks you to do something and you say, yeah, I'm willing to, I'm happy to, no problem. Well, the next line, we have a question. What's wrong with it? Is it bad?
È cattiva?
So, è is it. It's these two words in English that are put together into one word in Italian.
È cattiva?
È cattiva means, is it bad? You can also say, è cattiva.
È cattiva.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So remember, in Italian, word order usually stays the same. It's the inflection that changes the meaning of a statement. So, è cattiva? Is it bad?
È cattiva?
È cattiva. Here we're talking about la zuppa.
Because la zuppa è cattiva?
È cattiva. So, è la zuppa. And he says, no, it's not that it's bad.
No, brucia.
Brucia.
La zuppa brucia.
So, brucia means it burns. Again,
burns.
We don't have to use the pronoun. We don't have to say it or he or she because in Italian we usually drop that off and we just say the verb because the verb is conjugated for the thing.
We don't like pronouns.
No, you don't.
Bleh.
All right, so.
Sono cattivi.
Let's take another listen to this dialogue. We'll hear it three times and keep in mind some of these verbs. Try and figure out who the subject is as you're listening.
Dialogue, first time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia!
Dialogue, second time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia!
Dialogue, third time.
Vuoi assaggiare la mia zuppa?
Volentieri.
Ah!
Cosa? È cattiva?
No, brucia!
Dialogue is important for, you know, like expressing also opinions about the food è cattivo or, you know, if the food hurts because it burns, quindi brucia.
Mm-hmm,
la zuppa, it can be gli spaghetti, it can be, you know, all sort of food. But one thing that I wanted to say, because you said before, oh, this is modular, you know, maybe this is the first show or mm-hmm. the first show, but actually we should break a bit the modular rules now and just remind everybody that this is the... Go with the music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 200th lesson on Italian Pod. Incredibile, incredibile. Eh?
Yay, hooray.
So this is incredible. So yeah, it's not the first one, and it means that you have other 199 lessons that you can check on the website that are full of amazingly amazing, awesome, and fullness content.
Indeed. So please join us in celebrating our 200th lesson. We're very, very excited to bring this to you.
We're a bit tired.
We're a little. No, we're happy. We have a good time. It's cool.
200.
Well, this is our 200th lesson. We've got lots of different levels for you to check out. Newbie is not the only level, of course. And on the website, italianpod.com, you can join us in posting a comment on today's lesson.
We're going to have a virtual party on the comments.
Woo! Sounds like fun.
Yes. We're going to get wasted on the thread.
Well, also we have our Twitter account, ItalianPod, and some Facebook groups. So please check those things out. Join us in celebrating and have a great day. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.